We can look at life as inconveniencing ourselves, right? Like, oh man, it's never the right time for this, it's never the right time for that. And you know what? What has helped me is to stop resisting it and just accept what is here. Let it be. So instead of letting things go, can we let them be? You're listening to the Thrive and Thread podcast, a sacred soul space for healing, self-love, personal growth, and creativity. I'm your host, Lauren DeVera, a certified life and mindset coach, positive psychology practitioner, choreographer, and founder of The Lion's Den. I teach folks how to reframe their negative thoughts, move from self-doubt to self-trust, make time for what matters, and step boldly into their purpose. So are you with me? Let's do this. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Thrive and Thread. It's your girl, Lauren, and I'm so excited to be here with you today for season 2, episode 6. This was the first time where I involved you all in the process of deciding what would be the topic for this episode. I was going back and forth between doing an episode on gratitude or an episode on boundaries, and it was a 50-50 split results for the vote. And I had to make that hard decision, and I'm going to do another episode on decision making because I struggle with decisions when there's two good options, right? What do you do? But I'm going with my gut instinct here, and that is to do an episode / meditation on gratitude. For those that voted for boundaries, trust and believe that episode is coming. And I'm actually going to host a mini workshop the week of Thanksgiving. So if you're listening to this and you want to attend that workshop, visit the link in the show notes and it'll be free entry for our listeners. So just use the promo code Thrive and Thread. Thrive and A-N-D, Thread, all together, and that'll give you free entry. And it's our way of saying thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you for listening to these episodes and sharing it with others. It just means so much to us. And if you haven't already, I'm going to ask you to please give us a rating and write a quick review of the impact that this show has had on you. When you leave a review and you subscribe, it helps us be seen by more people. So I invite you to do that. We are right around Thanksgiving, a week before Thanksgiving. And when we think of November, I don't know about you, but I think of gratitude. Whenever I think of Thanksgiving coming up, I think about practicing gratitude. And for those of you that don't know, I am an avid journaler. I have been journaling pretty much since I was a kid, but since being an adult, I've done it pretty consistently. And what really got me into the journaling practice was the art of gratitude, the practicing of gratitude. And so if you've been trying to get into journaling and you don't know where to start, I invite you to start with listing out what you're grateful for. Now, when we think of gratitude, we kind of brush it off as this thing of, oh, I'm just grateful for this and I'm grateful for that. And it starts to become kind of boring and loses its essence and its magic when we don't actually think about the positive effects that it can have in our life. I want us to get pumped up for gratitude. So just lean in and have an open mind as to how you've been practicing it or why you should start practicing it. Let's dig a little bit into the science of gratitude. It has been proven to actually strengthen our immune system. Those that practice gratitude on a daily basis score higher when it comes to satisfaction with life. They exhibit more pro-social and other-centered behavior. And you get better sleep, more vitality, and you live with more optimism. And a study of 1,000 randomly assigned adults found that those who practiced gratitude were happier and spent more time exercising and doing the things that improve their health. For those that don't know, I am a positive psychology practitioner. A lot of these facts that I just read off to you come from what I've studied in positive psychology. And gratitude, to me, is very different from just being thankful. When I think of being thankful, I think of thankfulness being a result of receiving something or doing something. But when I think of gratitude, I don't think of it necessarily as a result. I think of gratitude as a way of being, as a lifestyle, as a way of showing up in the world. We're nearing the end of 2021. Can you believe it? Can you believe how fast time is going? Nearly 2 years of this pandemic. And we all have seen it, maybe within ourselves, but our mental health has deeply declined. We have had to really build an arsenal, a tool belt of practices to just help us get through the day. To be transparent, these last few months have been kind of difficult. They have been difficult for me personally. And leaning into gratitude immediately pulls me out of my worry spiraling, out of my own pity parties. I've recently been experiencing some grief, grieving over the passing of my grandfather, and some anxiety, some overwhelm between moving and what I associate moving with. We can look at life as inconveniencing ourselves, right? Like, oh man, it's never the right time for this, it's never the right time for that. And you know what? What has helped me is to stop resisting it and just accept what is here. Let it be. So instead of letting things go, can we let them be? And so in my practice, my journaling practice particularly, I'm overwhelmed with an array of emotions. But what pulls me back into the present moment, what lifts my spirits, what reminds me that there is still good happening despite how I feel, is gratitude. Gratitude has calmed my anxiety. Gratitude has improved my mood. Gratitude has reminded me of the blessings. And gratitude has the power to take what seems like a burden and view it as your blessing. So let's get ready and dive into this meditation with an open mind, an open heart, and just with curiosity of what could become possible if you started integrating gratitude in your everyday life. And gratitude doesn't have to look like a meditation. It doesn't have to look like a journaling practice. Gratitude could also be in your prayer time. And at the end of this episode, make sure you listen to the whole thing, because at the end, I'm going to challenge you to do something that I can guarantee is going to lift your mood and someone else's mood. So let's get ready for this beautiful practice of practicing gratitude and how we can use it to cope and deal with difficult times. So close your eyes if you're in a space that you can do that. And get your body ready for this practice. So lengthen through the spine, maybe take a nice little stretch. Rooting through your tailbone and lifting up through the crown of your head. Releasing tension built up in the shoulders, the jaw. In the back of the neck, constantly looking at our phone. Do whatever movement you need right now to feel good and ready. Breathing in and breathing out. Eckhart Tolle said, "Gratitude is the foundation of abundance." When we think of abundance, we often think of just finances, but let's think about abundance in our joy, in our health, relationships, and creativity. Bringing attention to your heart center. Maybe place a hand on your heart and just see if you can feel your heartbeat. Noticing the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe. And take a moment to thank your heart for all that it does. And while we're at it, thanking your body for getting you through, for doing what it does every single day. We're gonna do a quick little visualization for our meditation today. Eyes are still closed, and every breath is your invitation to drop into the body a little bit more. We're going to look at a moment in the past that you can extend gratitude to. A moment, a memory, something that happened in the past that you can extend gratitude for. Maybe it's something major like the birth of a child, an accomplishment, creative project that you completed, or maybe it's something a little smaller. Maybe it was a realization that you had, or a really deep, intimate conversation with someone you care about. Just bringing your mind's eye back to this moment. Just replaying it in your mind. Really being there, smelling the smells, noticing the surroundings, maybe even remembering what you were wearing that day. Noticing how you felt in that moment. Inviting this into your body right now to feel the same sensations. With your next breath, inviting in the emotions that were present that day. Notice how you feel. Perhaps a little lighter, a little more joyful as you replayed that moment. And slowly come back to this current moment and thank yourself for the experiences of that particular memory. Thank yourself for that. I want you to think of one person in your life that you're extremely grateful for, bringing to mind what that person represents for you. Noticing what shifted when you started thinking about this person. A deep breath in and out, receiving the goodness that comes when we think about this person. And now come back to your heart and your body and your breath. I want you to look ahead for today. If you're listening to this at night, look ahead for tomorrow. What is one thing you can be grateful for? It could be something as simple as that cup of coffee, or that walk outside. We're currently practicing future gratitude. Things we are grateful for in the future is also a way to manifest the things that you desire. Future gratitude is a way to manifest the very things that you desire. Taking a deep breath in, letting that fill you up. And exhale, letting it go. Coming back to your very heartbeat and your breath, allowing this gratitude to stir up inside of you and integrate into your very being. Breathing in all of this love and gratitude and joy, and exhaling, letting it fill up in your space to the people around you and into your community. Feel free to pause the meditation here if you want to sit for a little bit longer. If you're ready, I invite you to open your eyes and come back to the present moment and to the space that you're in. A way that we can extend gratitude or deepen the experience is to really savor the details of the good. So, you know I'm all about mindfulness. You can extend this experience by savoring certain aspects of your day. That might mean being more present when you're drinking that cup of coffee, maybe being more present on your drive to work, noticing the surroundings, maybe taking a walk without taking your phone, so that you can really be forced to savor the details of nature and life. I hope you feel a sense of joy and groundedness after this practice. And here's my challenge for you. This is a challenge that I've actually done in my Root to Rise virtual retreat. If you haven't attended one of those, I invite you to join us in the next one. The next one will most likely be in 2022. But the challenge was to reach out to three people in your life right now that you are going to extend gratitude for. So think about who those three people are. Maybe it's someone at work. Maybe it's the barista. Maybe it's your partner. Maybe it's that one friend that you haven't talked to in a really long time, and they could use a moment of love and appreciation. Think of the three people. And what I want you to do is to call them or send a voice note expressing the gratitude. Try not to text it or message it. Try to voice it so that they can feel the tone of your voice. They could feel it in your energy. Send a voice note or do a phone call to three people in your life that you are just so grateful for. Because here's what happens when we do that. We're taking this gratitude beyond ourselves and extending it to three other people. And you know what happens? Those three other people are going to receive this love and gratitude. Their mood is going to be boosted, and they're going to be more inclined to keep spreading that energy. This is how we create positive impact. It's in these small moments. So don't downplay this gratitude practice. I invite you to let this be a part of your daily ritual, your daily habits, letting it inform how you live and move and navigate throughout this world, We need more of these positive emotions, especially in times like these. So, that is it, my friend, for today's episode on gratitude, the meditation. You can come back to this. You can always skip ahead from the beginning if you just want to get straight to the meat. And again, I'm going to share my gratitude for you for listening to this podcast, for sharing it with others. It means the world to me. In this season, I've kind of retreated a little bit on social media. I just haven't had that kind of energy to show up like that. But it's a totally different vibe for me to be in this closet filled with my clothes and to talk into this microphone, knowing that I'm not talking to myself, I'm talking to you. And I know who you are. And you are so special. Your love is so needed. Every time you make time for yourself and for your personal development and for your spiritual practice, the world gets brighter. So thank you for being you. Keep being you and keep shining. And I'll see you on the next episode.